This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today, Black Economic Empowerment Company, Aurora Empowerment Systems, has bid 215 million rand for the provisionally liquidated assets of Promotsi Gold Orkney and has undertaken to preserve all jobs. The joint provisional liquidators announced on Monday that Aurora had been selected as the preferred bidder. One of the liquidators, Enver Matola, described Aurora as a well-capitalized company that had local and Middle Eastern shareholders. He said that Aurora had undertaken not to retrench any of the permanent 1,500 employees of Promotsi Gold Orkney, who would all be eligible for the company's share incentive scheme. St. Louis-based coal miner Peabody Energy has adjusted the reporting channels for its coal sales and coal trading units to reflect the company's focus on expanded access to the fast-growing Asia-Pacific markets. The president of coal sales business, Brian Galley, will now be responsible for the sale of the company's coal, including US and Australasian metallurgical, thermal and industrial products. In Australia, Peabody is seeking to grow its coal production from metallurgical and thermal coal mines in Queensland and New South Wales, and the company is rapidly increasing its trading activities in the Asia-Pacific region, including developing a new Southeast Asia coal trading, brokerage and sourcing hub, planned for either Hong Kong or Singapore. It already has offices in Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Beijing, London, Venezuela and the US. Also making headlines, Pike River Coal delays exports from its New Zealand mine. A Marion Roberts cementation strike is averted as the company reaches a wage deal. Chinese iron ore prices fall owing to demand drop. And Peru says copper output falls in July. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.